A government shutdown looms as negotiations drag on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said this morning negotiators had agreed to $38 billion in spending cuts, but the two sides are reportedly still hung up on ideological differences, such as funding for women's health centers. Republicans say they want as much cut from the budget as possible. The deadline for a deal is midnight tonight. If there is no deal, the government, at least partially, shuts down. A couple of big Japanese car makers announced today they're working to get operations back on track after the earthquake a month ago. Toyota and Nissan will begin production in the next couple of weeks. Some of those plants at just half capacity. Marketplace's Gregory Warner has the latest.
In the end, it came down to just finding the parts. Toyota has hundreds of suppliers around Japan, all dealing with logistical problems of their own.
I mean, last night, for example, here in Tokyo, we had a big aftershock, and it sent blackouts across most of northeastern Japan. So that's a bunch of factories that were just knocked out of commission overnight.
Hans Greimel is the Asia editor of Automotive News. Toyota suspended all production after the March 11th earthquake. 2 weeks later, they had just two factories online. Toyota says it'll start making cars at all its 18 factories on April 18th. The stoppage and now slowdown will ripple out to other countries.
I think the global supply chain will be feeling the hangover of the Japan stoppage a little bit later.
Some reports say Toyota will idle some American factories this month. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are pretty much flat right now. The S&P, NASDAQ. NASDAQ's down just a tad. The Dow off 6 points at 12,403. Wholesale business was up in February for the 14th month in a row. That's from the Commerce Department. As early as today, the search giant Google could get the government green light to buy airline fare tracker ITA. Now, with that approval, Google would have control over the software that powers major U.S. airline reservation systems and online fare comparison services such as TripAdvisor and Hotwire. Critics have raised antitrust concerns. Professor Shubha Ghosh has been watching the case. He teaches law at the University of Wisconsin, and he's with us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Steve.
Remind us why Google wants to get in the airfare tracker business.
Well, the main reason is to have a more integrated search. I think from a consumer perspective, the idea is to aggregate existing search engines so that consumers can tie into, through Google, to existing travel search engines and facilitate their search that way. And another reason would be through advertising.
What is the antitrust concern?
Okay, well, the antitrust concern with the acquisition is whether first existing travel search sites would still have access to the software. The concern in the marketplace is that once Google has acquired this software that is essential or important feature of these existing travel search sites, that it now may have some sort of unfair advantage in the marketplace and may potentially even deny access to this software.
Eventually, though, how is this going to affect people wanting to book flights online?
It could affect them in a number of ways. If Google becomes the only place that provides this type of travel search in an effective and meaningful way, then that might affect the kind of access to information that consumers would have.
Shubha Ghosh is professor of law at the University of Wisconsin. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Mass Mutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
The company that owns Fox News and the Times of London, News Corp, is working out a deal to take control of one of the UK's biggest satellite TV broadcasters. But as Christopher Worth reports, not everyone's on board with the deal.
Rupert Murdoch has his eye on British Sky Broadcasting, or BSkyB. The network airs everything from England's biggest soccer games to American TV shows like Mad Men, and it has its own news channel. Roy Greenslade teaches media at City University London. He says the deal stands to make News Corp a lot of money.
The revenue from BSkyB is mammoth.
As in $9.5 billion last year. News Corp already owns 39% of the company. Now it's waiting for a green light from the British government to buy the rest, which raises concerns about the growing size of Murdoch's media empire. He's the biggest newspaper owner in the UK, with the Times of London and the Sun.
It is therefore felt that we will lose pluralism in our media if we allow him to gain full control of BSkyB.
In response to those concerns, Murdoch agreed to spin off Sky's news channel from the rest of the company. But Greenslate says Britain's newspapers have their own worries.
The greatest possibility is that what he would do is bundle his newspapers and BSkyB into an online offering that would be so great in its breadth, no one else could compete.
Claire Enders researches media markets. She says that bundling means a subscription to News Corp's satellite channels might include a subscription to its newspapers and free access to its paid online content.
Which would cause the person who gets that free subscription to stop going to the newsagent to pick up a newspaper or ordering one for home delivery or indeed consuming any other newspapers.
Those other newspapers have filed legal action opposing the deal. News Corp declined to comment for this story. Reports suggest the takeover will cost Murdoch over $16 billion. Roy Greenslade says the profits from the deal could allow News Corp to expand in the U.S. media market as well. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, Forbes has released its latest rankings on the net worth of fictional characters. The magazine looks at real-world economic data. Scrooge McDuck tops the list at $44 billion. His net worth has skyrocketed as the price of gold has hit records. The real estate market in Atlantic City, however, has seen better days, so the board game king Mr. Monopoly fell a few spots on the Forbes ranking. But at least Mr. Monopoly still has free parking. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. Every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Bob Moon, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.